So coming back, episode 18 of the Hustle podcast, I dragged Dylan again into this.
Two in a row.
You did good the first episode. But when Dylan and I were kind of brainstorming what would bring value to the listeners of our podcast, I really think that something we really want to talk about is things that people don't talk about as a self-employed business owner. I think a lot of people see maybe our lives or somebody else's life as really glamorous. You have the freedom, you have the
I would love to
capability.
see who thinks our life is glamorous.
You know, all right, well, maybe there's a few people, but in general, the life of self-employed, you can create your own schedule. You don't have the demands of being to work at 8. You don't have to work 8 to 5. Like you can, go whenever you want. So, kind of the, I guess, breaking down
What's the first category?
the first category, I think the misconception of freedom.
Yes, 100%.
I think if
Like
you are,
I'm gonna go create my own job. I'm gonna be my own boss. I'm gonna go on my vacation when I want to go on vacation, like that kind of thing.
yeah, I mean, I think that if you're somebody who's listening and you're like, hey, like I want to start my own business or I am right now in the grind, yes, preach, I can feel this. I think that there just should be some things you should know as an entrepreneur that nobody really talks about. The misconception of freedom. I think that in the beginning of when Dylan and I built, our real estate team, and even just, I mean, it's been 7 years, which is crazy to think about.
Jeez.
It was just this idea of like, hey, like we like what we do, we like real estate, let's jump into it. And I think it became a snowball effect of, hey, how are we going to actually give ourselves the freedom back that we're working so hard? And I still think we're in that
Yeah,
grind.
that grind.
But I think a lot of people have this a sense of, if I am my own business person, I can create my own schedule. And I think some people really need to realize if you're going to jump into like an entrepreneur lifestyle or you have a business that you want to start, you have to be the person running the ship for, however that time forward is. If it's a restaurant, if it's a, a small business, like you're working from home or even real estate, like you have to wear those hats to understand what your next hire is, where your profit is, where your loss is, so that you can in, with clarity say, this is my whole, or this is how I'm going to leverage myself to, the next step.
Yeah, I think it's like, why do you want to be a business owner? And if it's to have freedom, then I think it's not it's it might be a little bit too glass half full because yeah, I think
Eventually you
especially for the
can.
yeah eventually yeah I think it's having a realistic expectation of like this is going to be my life for the next 7 to 10 years. You know, a good 10 years I feel like you can really make a long, you know, you can get pretty far in 10 years I feel like. But yeah, having that idea of like I'm going to start a business and everyone else is going to do the work and I'm just going to kind of, I feel like a lot of businesses you can tell, I feel like whether it's a tire shop or like a restaurant, you can tell if the owner is present and
Listening to the customer
listening to their
feed.
customers and putting money back into the business, and you can really tell. So you might be able to get away with it for a while, but at the end of the day, it's
Is
going to
then
be.
your business, moving forward, scaling what, or are you just sustainably happy at this, margin growth? And I think that runs into a little bit of the complications of being an entrepreneur is like, who's in the back corner of you, saying, okay, where are we going to push the needle farther? Where are we going to, make more income? What's your next hire? And some people get into the business and they're happy with, oh, well, I'm at least making 10,000 or whatever. Like, and I think that's the misconception of entrepreneurs. You might have a really brilliant idea in the beginning and that takes off, that has a spark, but then it's like, how do you make that sustainable that somebody keeps coming back? Then, like for us, thinks real estate, the bear team. Or why wouldn't I go hire, there's 700 of us here in our area. Like, what makes me stay top of mind? And I think the misconception of freedom is like, oh, if I deliver a good product, deliver a good service, well, then it'll be self-sufficient. Well, you always have to keep analyzing, reworking it. I mean, even like with our social media, there's seasons that this works, and then there's seasons that like humor works, or you know, a different way of delivering it because the algorithm and the consumer is always changing.
Right.
Especially for a business like ours.
Yep.
You know,
I think even with social media, the way it is now, I think a lot of people think that unless you're making millions of dollars a year, then you're not successful too, mm-hmm. which is like, I think, you know, the person who like someone like Gary Vee would say, someone who makes 100 grand a year and is super happy and can go to all their kids' baseball games and they can, you know, and they own their own business and that's what they do. And that's what they're, you know, that's what makes them happy. Mm-hmm. Then that's success. You mm-hmm. know, that, you know, it doesn't have to be this crazy big, you know,
number.
Where you're, you go, you know, it's an IPO and you're raising money. It doesn't have to be this big thing, but it also, I don't think that there's an easy button. No matter what the business is, it's not ever going to be like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, peace out. I'm going to go to, you know, live on the beach somewhere. Like that just, I don't see that realistically unless it's something that's very niche that I don't know about.
If so, please contact us.
Yeah, send in a letter.
No, I agree. And I think something that carries into the second thought, and I think this is more personal to our journey and maybe more personal to myself is, where is that ceiling for you as an entrepreneur?
What is success for you?
What is success for you? And I think that, like you said, if you go online and you look and you're like, wow, that person's doing this and this person's achieving that, I'm so far behind, like I need to keep grinding, or wherever your, entrepreneur job or, you know, building that you're doing, whether it's a product, real estate, you know, business, you're always going to find somebody not to compare to, but to look up to and aspire to be. But sometimes that in turn can be the great phenomenon of what everybody, you know, loves to talk about, which is imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. where you feel that you, everybody around you might see you as doing, you know, great, you are the expert, but you yourself inside don't feel that because you either are chasing
this, you're hard on yourself.
You're hard on yourself and you're continuing to chase something that feels like you're miles away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think as an entrepreneur and building a business and, you know, maybe not having the biggest background that a lot of people have for larger companies or different successes, I think I'm always chasing sometimes, in more honesty, a ceiling that I don't even know what that ceiling is.
Yeah.
And I think there's
that makes sense because you work a lot.
I think that there's just so many mindsets to entrepreneur. And I think something that people don't talk about is knowing really crystal clear, like where you say, okay, I've made it to this level and this is why I stepped into mm-hmm. being a business owner so I could have this freedom.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're just grinding and you don't know how to reward yourself out of all the hard work you've done, it's just like you continue into this cycle. I mean, yep. I think I'm just more like talking to myself right now.
Right. And I don't think it gets
you're my confession.
I don't think it gets talked about enough is like, I think there's two camps. One is like, there's always more to go get. Mm-hmm. There's like, why would you ever limit yourself? Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I agree with that, mm-hmm. you know, to a certain extent. And then there's the camp where it's like, isn't enough enough? Mm-hmm. And they're so polar opposite, but I kind of see the value in both of them where mm-hmm. it's like, I don't want to put limits on myself or our business or anything like that. But I also, when you zoom out and you look at the earth from far away and you say, but what is our actual purpose? I think sometimes we're kind of like ants or like, you know, a rat in a wheel. And it's just like, we're so focused on what's in front of us that we don't really know why we're doing it. We're mm-hmm. just kind of just, oh, this is what we do, you know, mm-hmm. but I don't think it gets talked about enough. You know, like, I don't even know what number it would take for me to retire. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that number is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that would be interesting, an interesting exercise to play. But it's when you're an entrepreneur and you're in this world of like the sky's the limit, mm-hmm. you kind of get sucked into this, like, and then it's really easy to be hard on yourself because like, if anything is possible and I'm only here, mm-hmm. then, you know, it's probably my fault. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of self-blame and stuff there, but yeah, I guess what was the other, I know we had another category to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, just tagging off of that, I think it's always, that's why it's important every year to like sit down, build out your business plan, your vision, your motive, because your life changes. You add kids eventually. Mm-hmm. We don't have children. Two dogs.
I do not know how we're going to do this with kids, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
This is not a pregnancy announcement. No. reevaluating what's important for this coming year, like, you know, so that what felt like maybe what you started 7 years ago of, I want to build a real estate team and this is what I want to look like, is always adjusting and changing, you know? So I think, you know, re-honing in your vision and your goals so you know what your ceiling is for that year allows you to have the grace, the freedom to reward yourself to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about that the other night, but maybe the goal isn't more money next year. Maybe it's better
quality of life
where it's like, I want to do the same as I did last year, but I want to enjoy it this coming year. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be scratching and clawing like I was the last 3 years kind of thing. So yeah, it might look like sacrificing some money to get something back in return, but looking through the lens more holistically and not just saying, oh, more money, more, you know, more success, whatever that is, you know, and actually having more intangible goals that are more.
I think it just gives you more brain space to actually do more when you get back to yourself in that regard. So maybe this is like a self-therapy self for myself.
Yeah, we're just learning so much right now.
For myself. Number three, I think that a lot of people don't talk as if you're getting into being an entrepreneur is the taxes and health insurance.
Yes.
We have experienced a little bit for the health journey that we've been on, but y'all... self-employed taxes and health insurance.
So I know people always say, oh, boo-hoo, you pay taxes. We all pay taxes, right? Self-employed, you actually have to save the money and set it aside. That's not a talent that everyone has if we're realistic.
Yeah.
You know, being able to put, you know, half of everything you make aside for our silent business partner, Uncle Sam. who takes every, you know, half of everything.
Yeah.
But it's like it's another muscle that you have to say, you know, everything that comes in, half of it isn't even ours. Mm-hmm. And if you're, you know, if you tithe, then that's a whole nother thing. But it's like you start to look at, you know, what is actually ours and what is, you know, for God,
you
and
have
what's
to,
what's for the government and all this stuff. You have to be so disciplined.
For my wife.
For our shopping habits. No.
My Amazon card.
Yeah.
No, and I think you are right is, and that's something.
Ooh, that's relief. No,
something that we got into probably actually doing our taxes and everything and actually buying some bigger purchases this year. We got incorporated. And so I'm not saying it's the magic pill that helps alleviate your taxes, but it did actually help us be employees of a company. You're probably going to explain this way better than I can, but be employees of our company so that it helps shield and help with our taxes. And so I think as self-employed, like sitting in front of somebody who is an expert in your field or a tax strategist, not to cheat the system, not to have a bunch of write-offs, because that's a whole nother world, but it's more so knowing how to be financially wise with you as a self-employed who is exposed to all of these taxes, all of these extra things that people just don't think about. Yep. And I will remember when we did our first year of real estate, I used to do TurboTax and I was like, oh, I got this. No problem. We always get money back. Cha-ching. And I remember.
What are you going to spend your refund on?
Yeah, I was like, this is so fun. Which really, people who get refund, it's just your money back.
Yeah, you're just giving the government a loan for the whole year for free.
Yeah, and you're just getting your money back. But anyway, I remember it was like our first full-time self-employed, and I remember I put it into TurboTax, and it was like, you owe $25,000. And I was like, that can't be right. Try that again. It was like, you owe. And
well, and then, I mean, I don't know. I can't remember what the exact statistic is, but it's like 70% of the U.S. lives paycheck to paycheck. So when people are like, oh, boo-hoo, you have to pay taxes. We all pay taxes. If you live that same way, paycheck to paycheck, as an entrepreneur, you will not be able to pay taxes because
it's brutal.
You're holding the money that's the government's, but you only get to hold it for a while. Mm-hmm. And if you spend it, it's like you have no money to pay the government. And then that's how that kind of becomes a problem sometimes. But
and I also think, again, it goes back to who's sitting in your corner being the tax strategist to say, hey, where could you reinvest that money? Not to completely write it off so you look non-profitable as a company, but where can you be?
We're not tax professionals, by the way.
We're not tax professionals, but from the miseries and woes of our tax strategy.
Yeah.
I think it's just something that you should be very, very aware of if you're going to start something or you're in the trenches of building something.
And that's another good point is if you're self-employed.
I have a lot of good points.
Well, yeah. Well, I had a good point because he made me think of it. Other than health insurance, then it's like, okay, what does retirement look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we don't have a 401k that just, you know, that an employer matches with us and all this stuff, which, you know, we can get into whether that's a good idea or not. But as a self-employed person, you start to look at, okay, I don't want to do this when I'm 85 years old. Like, mm-hmm. What do I need? It's all future? It's all up to you. Your mm-hmm. Your current situation is up to you. Your future is up to you. It's ultimate freedom because your life is in your hands, but it's also your life is in your hands.
You have to be responsible with that.
Exactly. And there's no safety net. There is a safety net because you could always just go get a job, but I mean the safety net is you,
mm-hmm.
which is actually really freeing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not relying on, you know, mass layoffs or, you know, if some, you know, even the government, people say I'm working for the government. It's super, super safe. And then the government downsizes and, mm-hmm. you know, it's always a possibility. But
I mean, even like when I was like in nursing, like I had a 403B, it's a type of 401. I had a pension and it felt like super safe. And that just felt like mm-hmm. conservative to me.
Be fair, that was a really good job.
It was a great job. Yeah. I would totally like I'm holding on to my nursing license just in the event that the world falls apart, which it won't, that I'll be a nurse. but with that being said, it's still though I had always a max that I could reach. Like I could only reach a certain growth projection of my career.
Mm-hmm.
And now being an entrepreneur, it's like, yes, I do have more taxes. I have shittier health insurance. I will just straight up
say it. Yeah.
We have terrible health insurance. Like it's like
if you're going into
our cheapest plan right now is $1,000 and it's a $7,000 deductible.
Yeah, do not.
I cannot wait to have children.
Do not become a business owner just for the health insurance. I'll tell you that it is not worth it.
But the positive is now we have the freedom and the capability to know this aspect, or now being 7 years into it, tell people, hey, if you're going to get in, if you're going to do real estate or build a business, like think of these things first mm-hmm. that nobody talks about, because it will either slap you and wake you up and you'll get really good at your finances or your health insurance or your mindset or your vision or whatever, your growth, or you're going to learn it as you go, which I would probably say we learned it as we went, as we grew and we had growth, which was great. My mom would always say, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember when we owed taxes, we like had to write.
Congratulations, sweetie.
Yeah, my mom was like, congratulations, sweetie. You're finally making money.
Yeah, you're making money.
I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, I think we could actually roll this into some other additional thoughts into a further episode. But those are just kind of like our top three thoughts as mm-hmm. like if you're getting into building a business, being an entrepreneur, like think of these things to set yourself up for realistic growth as an entrepreneur. Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Podcast. My Celsius is kicking in. I feel like I'm talking faster.
So anyway.